You're talking about perceptions.
Yes.
So, for example, in practical context,
Pardon?
you're practicing in a practical context.
Yeah.
So, for example, perception that is that has underlying fear or aversion or something arises. Maybe just take fear. And the familiar way of, there is a very familiar path that the mind would go, but then we catch it. We know, okay, this is a perception of fear. From that point on, how would you practice?
Well, then you can bring up a different perception. You can challenge it with a different perspective, different perception. Okay, something might be perceived as a, say, as a threat, something that one is feels threatened by, and say, well, do I need to respond like that? Can I bring a perception of kindness to this? Can I bring a perception of acceptance to this? Can I bring a perception of patience with this? So there's different when one challenges it with some kind of some counterpoint, maybe that helps one to shift the perception so that the thought processes start to follow in that direction.
How do we reconcile this with the practice of opening, allowing, and embracing?
Have you heard me talk about opening and allowing? If I say it, then you can challenge, you can question me on it. But I will actually. I mean, these are skillful means that you can use, and that sense of. Because sometimes, you've got to really have to investigate the nature of experience to understand it. And sometimes you just have to step back, and each one has its benefit, and each one has its drawback. It's not as if there's a perfect some that somehow somewhere. There's a perfect practice that I do. If I just did that perfect practice, then I would realize Dhamma. And it's just not that way at all.
This sense of agility, being able to, you're talking about a sense of agility, being
Yeah.
able to find the right
Yeah.
moves and the
Yeah.
right
Yeah. Yeah.
conditions.
So there will be some times when being, just open and receptive. Is an appropriate tool, and then there's times when it's not. It depends on how the mind responds.
Could you even say that open receptivity is another skillful perception?
Well, yeah, I guess it's another way of looking at it. It's another skillful perception that you get because you what you do is you start collecting kind of tools in your tool belt, and figuring out what's helpful, what works.